This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I think that, we've seen really good progress from him. And I think as the season goes, he'll continue to get better and grow. And we'll find a place for him because he can do a nice job in there. Sometimes young guys, you don't want to overload them early and have them fail. You want to have them get them to have some success and then grow them from there.
Jalen Ramsey played more snaps and Patrick Queen and Darius Slay than any other Steelers on defense in week one with 64 apiece. Y.A. Black played 24 snaps. That was Steelers defensive coordinator Terrell Austin saying, yeah, you're going to see more Y.A. Black going forward. Schematically, I think they have had issues now the last couple of times they've played against mobile quarterbacks, but also you're just seeing them get whooped up front, and I think you play a little bit more Y.A. Black. That's why you draft a guy. If you're not going to play Y.A. Black a lot and you can't play Derek Harmon, then really the only difference on your defensive front from 1 year to the next, from the last time he took the football field, is you subtract Larry Ogunjobi and you're playing Isaiah Loudermilk. That ain't going to help the run defense, with all due respect. So I'd like to see more Y.A. Black. I'd like to see Keanu Benton get moved off the nose and Y.A. Black moved onto the nose. And I'd like to see Derek Harmon get back next week against New England. 412-928-9370. Now I'm looking for the snap count for Isaiah Loudermilk. He played 31 snaps, so 7 more than Y.A. Black. Flip it around.
Yeah.
Flip it around.
Yeah.
I feel like we know what Isaiah Loudermilk is at this point in his career. And he's a rotational piece. I don't think he's a difference maker. And I think Y.A. Black potentially could be a difference maker. I don't know why you wouldn't play him on the nose and kick Benton to the outside.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know if they're going to do it this week, per what Mike Tomlin said.
Right.
But I think that they're going to give Keanu Benton maybe one more chance, and then after that, if it doesn't look good, then it's like, okay, Y.A. Black, we're going to up your rep count this week, then next week maybe make that switch where they feel more comfortable of how many reps he already has underneath his belt, Y.A. Black, and be able to move Keanu Benton outside.
They're not an overreaction kind of coaching staff.
No, not at all.
No. No, sometimes they'll move at a snail's pace.
Uh-huh.
And so it takes a couple of games at the very least before they start making big-time personnel decisions and schematic decisions, schematic changes. They're going to have to do some different stuff, though, this week. Joey Porter Jr., Mike Tomlin said he was optimistic about in his Tuesday press conference. They pulled him out of that opener because he had a hamstring that got tight and they didn't want him to re-aggravate it. Well, he hasn't practiced yet this week. Now, Joey's going into year 3, and that would characterize him as a veteran. If he practices today, I would say that he'll play in the game. But right now, my guess, educated guess, is he's probably not going to be playing, Joey Porter Jr., and we already know they'll be without Deshaun Elliott. I do think Jabril Peppers can be an asset to them in stopping the run.
No doubt.
But I'm not sure how much he's going to play this week.
Yeah, it depends. I mean, it depends. I feel like he can get on that moving train because the train really hasn't left the station yet. So, Chuck Clark, they know him more than Jabril Peppers. And I don't know if Jabril Peppers had enough time to really be like, okay, yeah, I can be the guy over Chuck Clark. I think that Jabril Peppers may play 20% maybe of the snaps.
Kind of spoon feed him. Yep. Yeah. I mean, we know Seattle wants to run the football.
Unless he goes in there like makes like a big play. If he goes in there like the first snap he gets and makes a big play, then it's like, okay, this guy's up to speed.
Mm-hmm.
Let's leave him in there.
I like the signing. Physicality, playmaking. One of the things I heard on Starkey's show, Joe had a Patriots expert on. It's been like 6, 7, or 8 defensive coordinators that Peppers has played with throughout the years. And he's a quick study, and he's a good locker room guy, and he's a smart player, and he can pick up a defense fast. So we'll see how quickly he's able to get onto the moving train. But I did not think, going back to Joey Porter being potentially out for this game, I did not think that Darius Slay was all that wonderful in game one.
Uh-uh.
I mean, he got burned for a touchdown pass. I'm not going to say he stinks or it's like Patrick Peterson was. Like Patrick Peterson against the 49ers.
You could see that he had lost his step. First game.
It was evident game one. Yep. Oh my God, this guy can't play. Not how they want to utilize him. If they want him to play safety, fine, whatever. They got him lined up man-to-man, and he got burned, 2, 3 times for touchdowns in that game. I'm still optimistic that Darius Slay is a good football player. I thought the Eagles missed him, actually, in their opener.
Yeah.
Because they have... They're still trying to figure out the Eagles are what they are now on the back end without Darius Slay. They're playing Nichols on the outside.
Mitchell.
Yep. They're playing him on the outside whenever he was so good in the slot last year. So they're trying to figure it out. I think Darius Slay's a good football player, but he did get burned for the touchdown.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.